The Rich Spoken Ministry is equipment focused for training, educating and empowering believers to become effective and accurate kingdom functionaries within the church and in the marketplace. He is a husband and a father. With Jesus' joy, please welcome.
Is that the best we can do?
If you came to church today, shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Pastor, thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the privilege. Today, God will activate something that is dormant in your life. In the name of Jesus. All that God intended to give us is encapsulated in the spirit that He has already given unto us. So something from within you will rise up to the occasion this night in the name of Jesus. In a moment of time, I'd like you to monopolize God in a brief prayer. And make demands on heaven that today, this night, will be that night you've been waiting for in the name of Jesus. Can you monopolize God? Monopolize God. Make demands on heaven. Make demands on heaven. Make demands on heaven. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. Moselia Campres Kuvesa Sala Mantalico Beratua Minzo Seco Bresco Vetamin Turia Cabale Moseke. We ask, O God, that you take the right of way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we ask that your tangible presence will be sustained throughout this time. And out of your presence you will manifest your grace. And activate your people to operate in their highest potential, even by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Turn your Bible to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 11. We'll do a short reading. Then we'll take another scripture from the book of John. Then we'll begin our journey. We'll do a teaching for a few minutes, 25, 30 minutes. Then we'll go for practical. Do teaching, then we'll do the practical session. Hallelujah. Numbers 11, verse 24. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass, when the Spirit rested upon them, that prophesied and did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp, The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp, and Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my lord Moses, forbid them. Verse 29 is my emphasis. And the exhortation I have today is, I titled it, The Desire of Moses. You'll find that desire in verse 29. Can we read 29 together as a congregation? And Moses said unto him, enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. When Moses came out with the children of Israel from the land of bondage, in order for him to begin to establish a justice system, he had to function in the capacity of the judge to hear the cases that the people brought to him. And it was a very frustrating situation, because from morning till evening Moses will be judging cases, and his father-in-law decided to counsel him, and what his father-in-law recommended to him was this division of labor. And this work is so great, it will be needful for you to get some lieutenants, some functionaries that will stand with you in the execution of this task. If not, you will weary yourself, and you will also weary the people. Hallelujah. Now, that seems like a wise counsel. But it came to pass, when God was addressing that issue, the policy he approved was not division of labor. The policy he approved was sonship. And he recommended that 70 people be brought to the tabernacle. And then he will show up in the cloud and take up the spirit that was upon Moses and put the same spirit upon the 70 elders. It's not division of labor, it's division of Moses. The same spirit that was upon Moses was going to be functioning on 70 other people. So if one guy is confronted with a case, he will do what Moses would have done under the influence of the spirit that Moses carried. So that was the policy that God implemented. And it came to pass on the day of coronation that the Lord came as he promised that he would so do. But it came to pass that there were two men in the camp. And when God came, because there is no distance in the spirit, the two men also came under the impartation that God was administering. The problem, are you with me? The guys that were on ground felt there was a violation. And someone came to bring a report to Moses to reveal to him how that. There were two of the guys that missed the appointment, but they are there in the camp prophesying. And Joshua, the son of Nun, who was one of the young men with Moses, now told Moses, stop them. You see, anytime there's a revival, God begins to do things that are not consistent with the expectations of men, you find that voice that came through Joshua, stop them. When something begins to take place, that is not what we are used to. You know, when we flow with God, many times we put him in a box. And we say that God cannot function this way, God cannot function that way, God cannot do this. God, I've seen someone before, came for a meeting like this, wasn't born again, and he started speaking in tongues. So, at what point? Hallelujah. At what point did salvation come to him? He just started speaking in tongues that day, and then became a preacher the next week. And he's still a preacher till today, 16 years later. Didn't backslide. And the reaction took place in such a way that you will even misjudge the experience. Hallelujah. So that was what was about to happen. And it afforded Moses to be able to speak his mind. So we're able to peep into the heart that Moses had when it was as though the people that were asking him to stop the other ones from prophesying, it was as if they were trying to bring some form of order. They were trying to bring an administration to the move of God. Hallelujah. Anytime God begins something sovereignly, you will need to find the code for the administration in the spirit, not in the natural. There is always a temptation for us to bring our learning in the area of administration into the administration of spiritual things, just like they wanted to do. But such an introduction has the capacity to kill that which is manifesting. And Moses now said, if I were to speak on a day like this, if my opinion is needed at all, I would ask God to make all his people prophets. That it would not just be these 70 elders. If I was given room to suggest when the great monarch was issuing the commands and the instructions as to what he intends to do to reduce the burden, I would have asked him to make all his people prophets, and that he will put what? His spirit upon them. I hope you know the prophets in this context is not the office, but a prophetic people that can operate by inspiration and tap into the frequency of the mind of God. Do you still remember what the Bible says in the book of Psalms? Because in the book of Psalms, the people of God were called prophets, not because all of them functioned in the office. He said, touch not what? My anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. What God had in mind, for which Moses that had peeped into some of his secrets, was that a day will come where every believer in the Lord will become proficient in the use of the navigating system, even the Holy Ghost, such that accuracy and precision will become the description of the quality of life that we live. And it came to pass, Moses' desire registered in heaven. And God fulfilled the desire of Moses in the New Testament economy. He made provision for every believer to have a measure of the Spirit of God operational in his life. I'd like us to pick a scripture quickly. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. John chapter 3, we see the fulfillment of the desire of Moses in the church. And so it will be needful for us to understand the full import of the desire that Moses had, which is already fulfilled in this dispensation, so that we can live in the full capacity of that desire. We can function adequately in the full implementation of the desire of Moses. In the book of John chapter 3, please turn quickly. John chapter 3, beginning from verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The John chapter 3 begins on a very thunderous note. There's a robust introduction that we see in the book of John chapter 3, because the Bible says there was a man Nicodemus could be considered, first of all, he's a man. Hallelujah. Secondly, he's a Pharisee. Thirdly, he's a Jew. Fourthly, he's a ruler. Fifthly, he's Nicodemus. So we can consider him. Are you? We can consider him on five levels. Are you with me? That's too much introduction. It's too boisterous. But according to Jesus, this guy, his CV is large. But you see, when Jesus was addressing Nicodemus, there was only one way Jesus could address him. Are you with me? Jesus addressed Nicodemus, the man. Not Nicodemus, the Pharisee. Not Nicodemus, you understand where I'm going? And then Jesus makes a strange statement. He says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know what Jesus meant? You were not born well. And as long as you have this defect, you are totally cut off from a civilization. This civilization is responsible for the course of things upon the face of the earth. This civilization is what will determine how this age ends. And you are cut off from that whole island just because you have a challenge with the way you were born. That's what Jesus said. Now, so this man, being an intellectual, probably studied in Oxford, in Harvard, he now wanted to make Jesus explain what he meant. And he said, well, what are you talking about? Is it that I should go back into my mother's womb and be born? Because the only kind of birth process that Nicodemus knew was that which will come by a woman. And Jesus said, unfortunately, even if you succeed in getting back to your mother's womb and you are born, you'll still be flesh. For that which is what? Born of flesh is flesh. But what we are talking about here is a birth that comes by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, it was in John chapter 3 that Jesus himself attempted to define what it means to be born again. He didn't, instead of defining it, he gave us an illustration of it. But I will not stumble upon that. It's not within the scope of this lecture. Hallelujah. My emphasis is on the word see. Except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. The vast island, the vast possibilities of the kingdom of God is not accessible until a man becomes born again. And the organic implication of being born again is that your spirit is enlivened, your spirit is regenerated, and the Holy Spirit begins to tabernacle your spirit. It gives your spirit life. The implication of this organic reality is, first of all, you will now have the capacity through the Spirit that tabernacles you to be able to perceive the word see there. Are you with me? The word see there means to perceive by the use of senses. And so when the Holy Ghost came upon your heart, he activated your receptacle. I will explain what I mean by that. I hope you know, when you were in your mother's womb and you were 9 months old in your mother's womb, you had developed eyes. Is that true? Your ears were developed. Your lungs developed. Your feet developed. But, unfortunately, those parts of your body were not designed for the womb. You will have to be born first before your eyes become relevant. Is that true? You will have to be born first before your ears become relevant. So Jesus is saying you will need to be born first spiritually before your receptacle, which is the organ that contains your four spiritual senses, will now be activated for function. The organic proof that you are born again is that your receptacle is active. That's what Jesus said. Are you? We are in the school of prophets. This evening is a school, the school of prophets. Because the desire of Moses must be fulfilled to the letter. I wish that all the Lord's children were prophets. And that what? He will put his spirit upon them. Let us examine your receptacle. The organ with four senses. First, spiritual sense. John chapter 13 verse 1 to 3. Now, if the media man can help me, oh my God, God bless the media man. Anywhere you are blessed. First, spiritual sense. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. First thing to underline. Please go back, please. Underline knew. Jesus did what? Knew. Alright, go on. That his hour had come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. And Jesus, knowing, underline that, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. There are three knowings here. Jesus knowing, number one, the Father has given all things into his hands. Jesus knowing that he was come from God. Number three, Jesus knowing that he went to God. First spiritual sense is called the knowing of revelation. Is that knowing that you know that you don't know how you know, but you yet know? It's a revelation. The knowing of revelation. This is the strongest sense on your receptacle. 70% of the communications of God. You are not with me. Now, listen to me. Listen carefully. I can't repeat myself. We are not talking about the gifts of the Spirit. We are not saying, do you have the gift of the Spirit? No. We are saying, do you have the Spirit? If you have the Spirit, this is your portion. I wish that all the Lord's children were prophets and that he would put what? Did he say gift of the... He put his... So, understand that. Please help me preach to your neighbor quickly. We are not talking about the gift of the Spirit. We are talking about the presence of the Spirit. The knowing of revelation is your first spiritual sense. 70% of God's dealings will come through that platform. It is... Are you with me? It's part of what we call God's non-cognitive communication. And if you are going to be an accurate prophet, you must perfect the non-cognitive communication first before you can now walk in the cognitive communication. You must know how God communicates to you and leaves your mind at home. And you can follow with your heart until your heart becomes the organ that is ahead of your thinking, your mind. That's what makes a spiritual man. There's a shift that will take place that will put God's operation in your heart ahead of your mind. So when you have heard God, that you cannot strategize. Don't start strategizing anything if you have not heard God. That which is born of what? The flesh is. Remember that. Do you know that many times the difference between life and death is a knowing? You need to know when to sit, when to stand, when to walk away and when to run. You need to know when to board a flight and when to allow the flight to go. Even though you have a valid ticket on business class. The knowing of revelation. Many times my life has been spared just by a knowing. And it's something that you can readily despise. Because it's not a knowing that is apprehensive. It's a quiet knowing. It's a very quiet knowing. And you will now find out that the streams of the Spirit, many times, they are on their own quiet, cool mode. Powerful things. Powerful signs in the Spirit. You still remember that Elijah's prayer on Carmel, the effect of the prayer was appearing in the canvas of the sky. And when the servant came the seventh time, he saw an insignificant cloud that looked like the hand of a man. So insignificant, something you can despise. But Elijah said, that is the sign that proves that what? There is going to be an abundance of rain. Something very big in physical manifestation will appear in the Spirit like a feather. And if you don't understand the language of the Spirit, you will despise it. It says the things of the kingdom look weak, but there, that's how power administers its protocol. I tell you today, your spirit, your senses will come alive in the name of Jesus. Many times when you are going through persecution, you will not even understand what is happening without a knowing. If you know, like for Paul in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, I guess verse 12, is it 1 verse 12 or 2 verse 12? He said, because of these things I've suffered many afflictions, but I know whom I believed. So his suffering could not bend his mind. The devil is in the business of mind bending to bring you to a point where you disbelieve the things you believe just because there's little pressure. You can disbelieve if there's no knowing. But a man that knows is so terrible, so difficult for the devil to deal with. Because when you give him 939 strokes of the cane, he will say, behold, I make all things new. Knowing of revelation. Please help me ask your neighbor, what do you know? Number two, John chapter 5. John chapter 5. From verse 21. Quickly, number two. I don't have time. This is Jesus speaking, 20, John 5:20. Let's begin from 20, please. Media man. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. Can you underline showeth? Showeth. And this showing is a manifestation of what? Of the Father's love. So we call this sense the sight of affection. First is the knowing of revelation. Second is what? The sight of affection. Next verse, quickly. And he will show him greater works than these that he may marvel. Underline show. Have you read the scripture that says, call unto me, and I will answer you? So it means that what I just want you to do is to call. I will give you the answer for which you call. But in addition to that, I will do something that you did not ask for. I will show you. I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Oh my God. God will help us. I'm constrained. The power of God came upon my wife one day, and from the standing position to the floor, she saw a vision. When you fall today, see something before you get down. In the name of, don't. See something. In the name of Jesus. That vision she saw in just a few seconds is the definition of her life today. Yes, it's a call. I will answer. I will give you your prayer point. I'll give you your prayer request. But when your spirit has gained ascendancy and you have arrived at an energy level for sight, that's why I allow some affliction so that you can call. Visions will not come to you on plain level. You need to gain ascendance. There's an energy level where visions are possible. So I'll allow an affliction to put pressure on you so that you can call. The moment you call and I see you reach that point, I will answer. Remove the affliction. And then I will now show you. He will show you today in the name of Jesus. So that's what we call the sight of what? Of affection. Oh my God. The Lord will help us. I was denied a visa one day and I forgot about it. And when I applied again, I made an obvious mistake. Oh, came back. Heartbroken. Hallelujah. And it came to pass while I slept. I beheld a man come into my room. And he said, I came to give you your visa. I thought it was real. Then I woke up. My wife woke me. And I did not speak for a long time. What is this? With this mistake, it's called great and mighty things. Great, great. It will beat your imagination. It will floor your thinking pattern. It will go beyond your expectation. A major flaw, but it didn't count. And after I saw that vision, I knew I had it. And so it was. Some things you think you have missed, you will see it again. I think I will stop on number 3. I can't do number 4 because of time. Acts chapter 10, verse 9. You know this one. Acts 10, 9. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, they drew nigh unto the city. Peter went up upon the house top to pray about the 6th hour. And he became hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. You see, when you have video without audio, many times the video has no meaning. Try to watch your screen without audio. Just shut it down. And somebody will be doing like this. And you will not be able to interpret. It will be a mystery. Huh? So you, even though you have video, you need what? You need audio. And he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him as he had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter. You know this one. It's the hearing of faith. Rise, Peter. It's not because there was a voice that was audible to your ears. The voice was only audible to the ear of your spirit. And I say ear, not plural. Singular. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said, he that has ears, let him hear. And he was speaking about the fact that John the Baptist was Elijah to come. He was talking to, it was his physical communication. But when he went to the book of Revelation, the same Jesus. Now say, he that has an ear in the book of Revelation, let him what? So this is not plural. It is, your spiritual ear is singular. He that has what? Let him. So the Bible says that the seeing eye and the hearing ear is the Lord that gives them both. Just in case. So I'm going to stop here. You do the study of the last one. So that we can do practical. Hallelujah. In the school of prophets, after instruction, there is supposed to be an accompanying practical. So that you will have confidence in on the move of God on your own life. That's what it's about. Hallelujah. You God has been moving on your life, but you are not sure. So that's the reason for the practical. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? The seeing eye and the hearing ear, it is the Lord that gives them both. So you can ask for a seeing eye. You can ask for a hearing ear, and the Lord we give them. I never knew how easy it was to prosper until I started hearing God. Then the scripture that says the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, now began to make meaning to me. Just by a word from God, just a directive from God can settle your financial challenges forever. Yeah, forever. And so if we want to teach people to prosper, my own aspect of that lecture is to teach you how to hear. The technocrat can come and teach you skills. Me, I will teach you hearing. Hallelujah. If you can hear well, you can do something that the technocrat says you should not do and it will work. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So in the school of prophets, what we do, and which we are going to do now, if you want to hear God, the easiest way to activate his hearing is by speaking in tongues. Now, see, that's not all. As you speak in tongues, set your heart. You have the authority to exercise your will in that regard. Set your heart on the Lord, not on the house rent. Not what your manager said today that is troubling you now. Can you forget about your manager? And just, you can do that with your will. Set it on the Lord. Can we try? All right. So for the next 10 minutes, it's practical. What did I say? You speak in tongues. And then you set your heart on the Lord. That's easy. We need to condition the atmosphere. Wait. You need to find me with your sound. You have not found me. You've been playing off. Find me. I don't have time to show you from the book of Job. And your volume is too much. Your volume will make us not be able to know where the angels are. Part of the fabric, are you with me? Part of the fabric that God used in creation was sound. Yes. As God was creating the physical creation, not the invisible one, this visible one. As God were creating, there were angels singing into the material. Okay, let's leave that. You speak in tongues and then you put your heart on the Lord. Not on any other thing. Just on what? On the Lord. Then as we begin to do it, heaven will open. When heaven opens, then we begin to run commentaries. The spiritual senses will begin to operate. Then you will understand what I'm saying during the practical. Can we focus on the Lord? Just focus on him. Focus on Jesus as you pray in tongues. Focus on Jesus. Just focus on Jesus. Nothing else. Take everything else out of your heart and just focus on Jesus. Just focus. I wish that all the Lord's children were prophets. And that he will put his spirit upon them. Just focus. Make sure you are praying in tongues and then you focus. Focus on Jesus. Don't focus on anything else. Oh my. Kilamo sakisa. Don't focus on anything. Take any care out of your heart. Let the Lord alone be magnified. Be magnified therein. Kovresiko bande. Embros kefosiko temina kuria balatos kisa salahantali. Mebronda suke kebes kofra masi conte malakuria bremina suka bela taita. All right. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but the receptacle is functioning already. It takes 5 minutes. If you are a prayerful person and you pray 1 hour a day, it takes 5 minutes for you to enter into the hearing zone. 5 minutes of prayer. 5 minutes. You see, your prayer of inquiry sits on the foundation of the prayer of charging. That's what we call prayer of charging. Your spiritual batteries require like 1 hour minimum for charging. And if you fought with your wife, it will take 1 hour, 45 minutes for charging. You fought with her in the night, the charging time will be prolonged because you have to go into repentance and probably go back to where she is and wake her up. All of that is part of the charging. So when you are charged, that 1 hour, 1 hour, 45 minutes charge will take you through the day. Subsequent praying in tongues will take you to the hearing zone. Yes. This is what God said. He said that there were 21 people in the auditorium. You can sit or stand. Don't worry, you don't need to stand. Sit. We are still in class. We will do the general prayer and ask the Lord to give hearing ears and eyes. Okay? We'll do that one, that general prayer. But now, it's the Lord says that there are 21 people. He wants to give... Okay, how did I... This one is hearing. This is hearing. All right? And you know, those days, while I worked in Lagos, I liked taking buses. Because when there's noise, I hear more. I don't know, but I found out. See, you need to find yourself. Find the kind of prophet you are. There are some prophets that need to go to the beach where there's no sound. I'm not that type. When the horns are blaring, my hearing is... Find yourself. The world of the spirit, there's more excitement in your spirit than Champions League. May the Lord give you understanding. Now, so I said that there are 21 people that God, I saw that, oh my God, it's even stronger. God wants to conscript them. He wants to give them the grace to intercede. There are 21 of them. Where they are, I don't know, whether they are in the East Auditorium, whether they are in, what's the name for this? Open Heavens, Open Heavens. So if you are in the Open Heavens, you are a part of this meeting. If you are in the main auditorium, you are a part of this meeting. If you are in the East Auditorium, you are a part of this meeting. If you are joining online, oh my God, you are on the front seat. Because what we are doing here will affect you. And by tomorrow, when the feedback is collected, it will be obvious that many online people were affected, maybe much more. All right? Okay. Now, when you pick a frequency from heaven, the next thing you do is you ask God to fulfill it. Exactly. You pick a frequency, then you what? Is that difficult? All right. So let me ask him now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said that there were 21 people that you wanted to conscript as intercessors in this place in order to make life and power available. For your grace to be so strong on this house, I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from my left-hand side to my right-hand side, on the internet, the East Auditorium, the Open Heaven Auditorium. Those ones you have chosen, can you identify them by an anointing? Just drop something on them. Drop something on them. Drop something on them. Drop something on them. Okay, it's coming stronger now. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Drop something. Drop something. Drop something, drop something, drop something, drop something, drop something on them, drop it on them, drop it on them, drop it on them, drop it on them. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Now, ushers, if you can locate them, help me bring them. I need to prophesy on them. Okay, it's coming stronger. Is coming to the open heavens, the open heavens, the open heavens, the open heavens, the hand of God, oh my God, the East Auditorium, the East Auditorium, the East Auditorium, it's coming, and oh my God, it's coming stronger, oh, it's stronger, it's stronger, it's stronger, it's stronger, it's stronger, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, confess, amen. Oh my God. Alama Maya. And then the fire of intercession comes upon your belly, comes upon your belly to stir you up, to give you capacity. It burns stronger, it burns stronger, it burns stronger. And from the open heavens. From the open heavens, from the open heavens. It burns. You are conscripted. You are conscripted already. You are conscripted. You are conscripted already. Oh my God. You are conscripted already. Conscripted already. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Are you still in the class? Are you still in the class? Please stay in the class. Stay in the class. Oh my God. Can you stay in the class? You know, at some point, the Holy Ghost will take the service from me. But before he does, at least I can share a few things with you. Listen to me. Now I see. My spiritual eyes have opened. And I see an angel of the Lord coming so mighty, so mighty. Coming so mighty. Now, oh my God. Now, this is where the angel is going. The angel is walking here. Listen. Okay, this is where the angel is now. Listen. The reason why the angel is here is because there's somebody around me here that the angel came to preach. And then the anointing. Then the anointing. See, I have nothing to do with that. It's just sight. Sight. When your eyes are open, it's the clearest, it's a graphic illustration of what is on the mind of God. And when you obey it, power goes along with it. Listen to me. Listen. Now, I'm facing this place because the angel is facing this place. And around this place, around this place, around this place, the hand of God will come upon someone here. Around this place. You can see that. Now, don't be too close to me. I don't want you to. Sometimes, the angels can be. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you follow the directive of God, if you follow, oh my God. Oh. 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 Now I see the angel of fire. I see this angel carrying fire. There are some people that will be ignited. They'll be ignited. They'll be ignited. They'll be ignited. Meanwhile, somebody's womb just opened. Somebody's womb just opened now. I am selling Tamo Lama Ke Lama. I see a window opened in heaven. I see a window opened in heaven. Opened in heaven. Opened in heaven. And the hands, the fingers of the angels, it comes upon two prophets in the congregation. You will feel fire upon you. You will feel fire upon you. Now, okay, you people helping me, let me give you something. Just shake me. Shake me. You shake me. You shake me. You shake me. I was instructed to shake you. And in 7 days' time, you will know why I shook you. Ah. Oh my God. You see, the Lord is the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus himself is in the East Auditorium now. I see his feet shining from the East Auditorium. There is somebody afflicted in the East Auditorium. And Jesus is taking away that yoke from your life. Oh my God. Psychompele Sikobraski. Ikan benzo embre elete. Mia somena. Those of you in the front row. Those of you in the front row. The Lord's hand is on somebody on the front row. It's on somebody on the front row. It's on somebody on the front row. Holy Father, we worship you. Precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we wait on you.
Holy Spirit, we wait on you. For
now the fire of God, the fire of God comes. Okay, I'm no longer in charge. I'm no longer in charge. You can pray a prayer now and say, Lord, give me seeing eyes and hearing ears. Let my receptacle be activated. Let my perception become accurate. Oh my God. Siamondele Coppola. Presco Velesco Meneketia. Sheminda, Iga Beso, Iga Maita, Kabela. You will rise, prophesy. You will rise, prophesy. Direction will come to you. Direction will come to you. The hand of God will be strong on your life. Holy Spirit. Amelaita. Kilamamai sakombre heletame. Your ear is healed. You will hear the voice of God. Your eyes will see the glory of God. Your eyes will see the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, this is the moment to receive. In this moment, anything is possible. Those of you listening online, you are part of this meeting. And the hand of God is around your life, is upon your life, even as you listen on and watch on the internet. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You will rise prophesying. You will rise prophesying. You will rise prophesying. Hallelujah. Those in the open heaven, I want to pray for you. Then I'll pray for those in the main auditorium. Then I pray for those in the east auditorium. Those in the open heaven, there are two people I see in the spirit. And from what I see, they will receive a touch from the angel of God. And that touch is going to open your spiritual ears. And you will so hear God that at times you will hear the audible voice of God. And there are two people like that in the overflow, the open heaven. And the hand of God comes upon you this moment. In the name, oh my God, of Jesus Christ. In the main auditorium, I have good news for you. I see someone in the auditorium that has been experiencing losses. You make some decisions, you think it is strategic, but when it turns out that is the wrong decision. And you made that mistake a couple of times. And right now, God is giving you the ability to perceive his heart, and your decisions will be strategic, and in this 2020, you will recover what you lost. Three great losses will be recovered in your life this year. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. I pray for the people in the main auditorium. That their receptacle will come alive. Their eyes to see. Their ears to hear. And their heart to understand. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those in the East Auditorium. Oh, I see. I see. There is one of you in the East Auditorium. You are called to be an evangelist. You are called to rattle the foundation of the devil in rural areas, not in city centers. God has given you a grace. A grace in the area of deliverance. You will be proficient in casting out devils. Anything that has to do with darkness, you will be a specialist in that area to dislodge the infrastructure of the kingdom of darkness. And as I speak to you in the east gate now, your body is vibrating. Your body is vibrating because the hand of the Lord is upon you. And the impartation you need for activation is ongoing right now. In the next 2 minutes, anywhere you are, inside, outside, on the internet, it's time to speak in tongues. There's about to be a procession of God. Oh my God. You will rise prophesying. The things that hindered you before will not be able to hinder you again. There's a procession in the spirit. As it was then, the desire of Moses is still valid. The least among our numbers will become as strong as David. Our hearing will be accurate. Our sight will be aided of God. There'll be no weakling in our midst. Because the hand of God will cause us to perceive that which is upon his heart. No weakling. You will not marry the wrong person. You will not enter into the wrong business. You will not partner with the wrong people. Oh, as you stand in the byways, you will hear a voice behind you say, this is the way, walk in it. No wrong move, no wrong decision, no wrong strategy. Because God will become your teacher. He will open your understanding far above your learning, and you will have insight coming from God. He will ordain your going out and your coming in. Oh God, oh God. I come in easy. Bless O come Bahalak. Bramingo Celia. Eka bosketa matwa. Eka saila kombelia. Eka selako patwa. Isko bread. There's a procession from heaven.